All right, welcome everybody to Hebrew Club. We are on 2 Samuel chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. By the way, I think we have a couple more weeks in June left, and then we'll go on hiatus for a while until, I don't know, August or something when I get back. But we are on, again, about ready to start verse 15, and remember this woman who had disguised herself is... speaking to King David. And hi, Josh. So the woman despised herself as speaking to King David in an attempt to get him and Absalom reconciled. All right, so she's right in the middle of her kind of argument or story. We're on 2 Samuel 14, Josh, verse 15. Okay, so here is kind of the conclusion of what she says. Ve'ata asher Bati ledaber el hamelech Adoni et ha davar hazeh, ki ye reuni ha'am, vatomer shif chatika, adabrana el hamelech, ulai yaseh hamelech et davar amato. Vata. So now, notice kind of that is a clue that she's kind of concluding, that she's drawing some strands of her thought together to reach the point that she's trying to make. And now, here you have this strange asher, and remember how most relative clauses have a resumptive pronoun at the end of them? Well, here the resumptive, I think, is actually the direct object, hadavar hazeh. So you translate something like this. I'll translate it very literally, and then we'll smooth it out. And now, what I come to speak to the king, my lord, this word. All right? So I would translate something like this. And now, as for this word, which I have come, ledaber, to speak to the king, my lord. Okay? So, and davar actually kind of refers more to the reason. See? So now, what I have come to speak to the Lord, this reason. So, better English, and now, for this reason, or this is the reason for which I have come to speak to the king, my lord. Okay? Everybody see that? Now we take it the key clause. For, ye reuni. Okay, this is from the Hebrew word yara. It means to be afraid. All right? And notice that it is a PL form. It's kind of rare. It's not common for this root. Okay? The people have frightened me. All right? Notice that without any pointings, you could easily mistake this for the root ra'a, to see. All right? And actually, if you look at the footnote 15b, the Septuagint seems to reflect that reading. But here I would translate, certainly the people, ye reuni, they have frightened me. Okay, and remember, it's the people who threatened to kill the son. All right. Hatomer shifchatika, and your handmaid said, adabrana, I will speak. Notice that this is a PL, okay, cohortative, first common singular. PL cohortative, first common singular from davar. She's expressing her wishes. And she's referring to herself as the handmaid. And so your handmaid thought, I will speak to, or probably translate, I should speak to Hamelech, the king. Ulai, perhaps, Ya'aseh, he, the king, will do the devar amato, will do the word of his handmaid. See? Or we would probably say, "We'll do the cause of his handmaid." All right. It's kind of convoluted, this verse 15. Anyone have any questions about the grammars? Everybody see it. The first part is the most difficult. Okay. Notice again, you have a plural verb ye reuni for the collective ha'am, and remember. When you look at the patterns, you can see different patterns in different books of whether they render the verbs with a collective as singular or plural. You'll see variation there, and it depends on the collective as well, so just keep that in mind. Okay? Any questions? All right, verse 16. Ki Yishma HaMelech Lehatzil et Amato Mikaf HaIsh Lehashmid Otiva et Bani Yachad Minachalat Elohim. The king, or certainly, I'll translate this, certainly, may the king listen, Yishma, so as to deliver, Lehatzil. This is a hifil, infinitive, from the root Natsal. Notice it's a first nun verb, to deliver. So certainly the king will listen in order to deliver his handmaid from the kaf, from the palm of Ha'ish, the one, the man. And now the subject of Lehashmid is the man. From the hand of the man. Now this is another hifil infinitive construct from Shamad. Right? The handmaid's, this woman's speech is really difficult. Notice she uses a lot of infinitives where we wouldn't. So, and here you see it in verse 16. Certainly the king will listen so as to deliver his handmaid from the hand of the man who is intent to destroy me and my son, Yachad, together. Okay? From the inheritance of God. All right, so let me translate the whole thing. For the king will listen in order to deliver, notice I'm translating this as purpose, in order to deliver his handmaid from the palm of the one who is seeking to destroy, from the one with the intent to destroy me and my son together, from the inheritance of God. All right? And remember, the background story is that the brother killed his other brother, and now the people want to kill that brother, and so take the inheritance away from the whole family. That's the story that she's posing. Okay, everybody see that again? The grammar and syntax of both of these verses is difficult, and in 2 Samuel, remember, we've noticed a lot of syntactical kind of irregularities that are something that you don't run into maybe perhaps as much in like a book like Genesis or something like that, but we see a lot of this kind of just seems rough to us. Okay, verse 17. Vatomer shifchataka yihyena devar Adoni hamelech lemenucha ki ke malak Elohim kein Adoni hamelech lishmo hatov vehara va Adonai Eloheka yehi imak. And your handmaid said, may the word, now here is Yihya na devar Adoni HaMelech. May the word of my Lord the King be Yihya. And notice the na is a particle of politeness or deference. So please may the word of my Lord the King be as a menucha, as a resting place. Okay, notice that nuach is the root, which means to rest, remember, from just a basic nuach verb. And then you add the mem to it, it becomes a noun. So may the word of my Lord the King become a resting place. For as the angel of God, ke malak Elohim, or you could translate as an angel of God, but I would say as the angel of God, thus is my Lord the King. In listening, shemoa, again a call, infinitive construct, in listening or in hearing, the good vehara and the evil. And Yahweh your God, may he be with you. See, so may Adonai your God be Yehi with you. Notice that Yehi is a shortened imperfect. It's from the root haya. And it's a third masculine singular from haya, call imperfect, but it's shortened, so it's a jussive form. May God, the Lord God, be with you. So notice that it's explicitly she is expressing a wish here. She's giving a prayer for the king's blessing. Okay. Any questions up to this point? Everybody see what's going on here? Okay. Okay. Verse 18. Vayaan Hamelech, Vayomer El Ha'isha, Al Na Tekachadi Mimeni Davar, Asher Anu Ki Shoel Otak, Vatomer Ha'isha, Yedaber Na Adoni Hamelech. Then the king answered, Vayaan. Everybody see the root? It's from Ana, third hey root. It's a call, imperfect vav consecutive from Ana. All right. And the king answered and said to the woman, all right, Al na techachadi. Now, techachadi, notice it's from the root kachad. Everybody see it? Kachad. And this is an imperfect form, imperfect PL, techachadi. All right. And it is an imperfect second feminine. You will not hide. With an al in front of it, notice he's giving a command, and then the na, he is being polite. Please do not hide, mimeni, from me, anything, davar. Do not hide from me, davar, anything, which, anoki, I, shoel, which I will ask you. Shoel is a call, participle, masculine, singular. Okay? Which I will request from you, which I will ask, otak, you. Okay? So the king answered and said to the woman, do not hide from me a thing which I, Shoel Otak, will ask you. Vatomer Hashan, the woman said, Yedaber na Adoni HaMelech. May my lord the king Yedaber speak. Okay, so here's David. Now he gets what's going on, I think. Okay, any questions through 18? Okay, verse 19. Vayomer HaMelech, Hayad Yoav itak bekol zot, vata'an ha'isha, vatomer, chena shekaroni hamelech, im ish lehemin u lehasmil, mikol asher diber aroni hamelech, kiav deka, Yoav hu zivani, vehu sam, bepi shif chateka et kol hadevrim ha'ela. That's a mouthful. It's easier than you think. Then the king said, Vayomer HaMelech. Now notice you have this interrogative hey in front of the word for yad. So yad Yoav yitak, the hand of Joab with you. So we'd make it a question. Is the hand of Joab with you? We'd probably say, is Joab behind this? With you bekol zot, in all this? So the king said, is the hand of Joab with you in all this? Okay, and we would say, is Joab behind all this? Vata'an ha'isha, and the woman answered. Notice again, that's from Ana. Okay, everybody see that? Same thing as Ya'an, except this is a feminine, third feminine singular. And the woman answered and said, Chenafshaka, by your life. This is a, notice as soon as you see this Che, it's an oath formula. Okay, so she's swearing. By your nefesh, by your life, O Adoni, O my Lord, the King. Notice she keeps saying, my Lord, the King, uses that title because she knows she's being very deferential to him. Im ish, here, following an oath formula, im means certainly not. Okay, certainly not, ish, this is an unusual spelling for ish, which means man. Notice the yod is missing. All right. Certainly a man. Certainly not a man. All right. To turn to the right, lehemin. This is a hifil infinitive construct from yud mem nun yaman. To turn to the right. Okay. And now lehasmil is from again a hifil infinitive construct from Samal, Samik, Mem, Aleph, Lamed, and it means to turn to the left. There's variant spellings for that word. Certainly not can a man turn to the right or to the left from anything which my Lord the King has spoken. Okay, in other words, she's basically saying, I can't deny what you've said. Okay, so again, let me read that. Certainly not can a man turn to the right, certainly not a man to turn to the right or to the left from anything which my lord the king spoke. Ki abdikas, certainly, for your servant Joab, he, Tivani, commanded me. This is a PL perfect, third masculine singular, plus the third first common singular suffix. For your servant Joab, he commanded me. And he, Psalm, put from Seem in the mouth of your handmaiden, et kol hadevarim ha'ela, all these words. Okay? So in other words, as she gave this parable, David made the connection between what she was undergoing and what he was doing to Absalom. Because remember, Absalom had killed his brother Amnon, and then he had fled because he was under the assumption that David was trying to kill him. So she comes telling this story about a brother who kills another brother, and now they want to kill him. Obviously, he made the application. Oh, she's talking about me, and Joab's behind it. Joab's a sneaky guy, as we found out. Okay, any questions through 19? Okay. This really continues the woman's speech. Leva'avur sabev et pene hadavar asa avdika yoav et hadavar hazeh va'aroni chakam kechokmat malak Elohim lada'at et kol asher ba'aretz. She really butters him up here. So again, he put in my mouth all these words. Leva'avur means in order to. So notice that following this word, you're going to have an infinitive. In order to sabev, this is from the root savav. It's a PL infinitive. All right. Notice you can see all the signs for the PL there. In order to turn, pene, the surface of the thing. Okay? So in order to change the face of the hadavar, the affair. In other words, this whole thing, business, and she's referring to the business between Absalom and him. So Joab did all this in order to turn the face of the word, in order to turn the surface of the affair. Your servant Joab has done this thing. Okay, and my Lord is wise, Chacham, as the wisdom of the Malach HaElohim, as the angel of the Lord, of God, I'm sorry. So that he knows, lada'at, all which is in the land. Lada'at is, again, just an infinitive call from yada. So again, let me translate that verse. Joab commanded, put in your mouth, servant, all these things, so as to change the pene hadavar, change the surface of the affair, change the matter. Okay. In order to change the matter, your servant Joab has done this thing. Now, my Lord is wise as the wisdom of the Malach HaElohim, as the angel of God, so that he knows everything which is in the land. So in other words, she compliments him on figuring out the parable, on figuring out the ruse. Okay, everybody see that? It's kind of funny. Okay, any questions through 20? Okay, 21. And the king acquiesces. Vayomer HaMelech El Yoav. So notice the woman just exits stage right. The king said to Joab, okay, Hine na asiti et hadavar hazeh. Look now, I have done this thing, hadavar hazeh. Velek, so go. This is a call, call imperative from Halak. So go, hashev, return. This is a hifil imperative from what root? Hashay, from shuv. Everybody see a hifil imperative. Shuv in the call means to turn. And in the hifil, it's transitive. So go and bring back hana'ar, the youth, et hana'ar et Absalom. The youth, that is Absalom. Okay? And remember, Absalom was in Geshur. He'd been there for like 3 years. Vayipol Yoav, then Joab fell. That's from, Yipol is from Nafal. Then Joab fell, El Panav, to his face, Arza, to the ground. Vayishtachu, and he did obeisance, he bowed down. This is a Hishtafel from Chava, Chet Vav He, And this root, chava, only occurs in the hishtafel, okay? Or the hishtafel is the only root that the hishtafel is used with this root exclusively, okay? So Joab fell on his face to the ground, and he did obeisance. And Yevarech, and he blessed the king. This is a PL infinity, or imperfect vav consecutive from Barak, PL. And he blessed the king. Vayomer, and Joab said, Hayom, today, Avdika, your servant Yada knows that Matzati, he has found chen, grace, be'eneka, in your eyes, Adoni HaMelech, O my Lord, the king. Okay. Asher asa, because the king asa has done et devar av deka. Okay, I'll comment a little about that last word in a second. But just notice the theme words through here seem to be, my lord the king. Right? So Joab talks kind of like she did in approaching the king here. All right? It's kind of an interesting way of looking at David, my lord the king. They're very deferential. They keep using the titles here. All right? So he's found grace in my lord the king has found grace in your eyes, because you have, the king has done et devar av deka, has done the bidding, the word of your servant. Now I want you to notice that the pointing under that last word in the verse does not look like what it should go with those consonants. The consonants, if you just put your finger over the vowels, look like it should be Avdo, his servant. Everybody see that? Avdo? The king has done the word of his servant. But the Masoretes wants you to read as if the suffix is not third masculine singular, but second. And notice if you just take your finger and go out to the left margin, you will see that they want you to read Avdeka. If you can see at the end there. So there's another tradition that reads Avdeka here. Okay. The textual note at the bottom, notice, has a number of manuscripts with the reading in the Masoretic text with no Koray reading. Okay. And there's a lot of manuscripts it also lists that have the Koray reading. And notice some of the Septuagint manuscripts and some of the others. So notice that in the textual tradition, there's two different readings, Avdo or Avdeka. And so the Masoretic text has preserved both of them. Okay. We'll do one more verse. Anyone have a question on that, first of all? Everybody see what's going on? So actually, the Masoretes are telling you, when you come to this word, read Avdeka, not Avdo. Okay. That's why you have the weird pointing. So, Vayakam Yoav, then Joab rose, again, call from Kum, Vayelek, and he went from Halak to Geshura, to Geshur. Vayave, okay, notice that that's from Ahithiel, from Bo. And he brought et Absalom back, and he brought back Absalom, Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Okay, and we'll stop there, because it begins a new paragraph. And there's further more to be heard from when we get to Absalom. Okay, any questions on anything that we did? Covered some good ground there, actually, today. All right, everybody good? Yeah, good to see you guys. And I'll see you next week.